Welcome back to Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM, Eastern Utah's home for the Utah Jazz.
We're going to continue on the local sports front today. A lot of guests, a lot of information to get out today on Drive Time Sports. We just talked high school basketball. We'll now talk junior college athletics. January 22nd, that's a big day for USU Eastern basketball, baseball, softball, volleyball. Lots going to go down, and we're going to talk about everything happening at USU Eastern and the start of the 2021 season. Joining us right now to do that, we have Athletic Director Scott Madsen. Coach, I always look forward to the conversations. I appreciate the time again today.
Hey, anything for you, Jordan. I'm just excited to get on and actually talk about sports that could be happening.
Yeah. It's been so long, Coach, since we've been able to talk about junior college athletics actually happening. A lot of it has been predictions and what may come about, but we now know that here we are about 2 weeks away from the start of the basketball season. I know it's exciting for the men. It's a new era for the men's basketball program. Volleyball, I mean, there's a lot going on there. One of the most successful seasons in school history last year. Women's basketball has a lot of momentum. Same could be said for baseball and softball. I mean, everything is about to get underway, and I know it makes for a very busy time, but again, we are finally getting junior college athletics.
We are. You know, it's been a long journey this last semester, watching these poor kids work out and missing scrimmages. I mean, it's just really great to see them finally getting the opportunity to go out there and showcase their talents a little bit.
Well, let's talk about the schedules, Coach, and I guess it's real simple. Everything begins on January 22nd, so we can talk about those sports and kind of what that entails.
Okay, yep. We start men's and women's basketball January 22nd. We start volleyball January 22nd, and then softball and baseball also have a start date January 22nd. I believe it's the following week that softball starts, and then February 1st, baseball will be headed down to Arizona to play. It's going to be a lot of different days as far as when they play with this many teams combined. I know with volleyball, we run their home games are scheduled for Wednesday and Friday now instead of Thursday, Saturday. And then basketball is going to be the same with Thursday, Saturday games. So, I mean, we're running games at least 4 days a week right now. And these teams are good. We're excited. We have talking with the coaches. I mean, the winning teams from last year that had great success, our women's basketball team, Chelsea feels like she is a better team than she did last year. So I'm excited to see what they can do, and I've been watching them practice, and they're good. It's something that we're going to want everybody to come out and watch. And as far as volleyball, Danielle says the exact same thing. She said, this is a better team than we were last year, so I'm excited. I watched a few scrimmages with the volleyball, and you know what? They went out and they beat some good teams in the fall during their scrimmages. With men's basketball, we do have that new coach, Coach Bill Evans, a great guy, and he's got his team firing on all cylinders right now. They actually have their first scrimmage next Tuesday at 3:30 to 5:30 here in the BDAC, and they're just playing a preparatory school. And we're excited to see them. They never actually got a game in the spring or in the fall because every time they would, something would happen and COVID would strike and we wouldn't be able to play. So having them be able to start things off next week, and I think they're actually scheduled here for Tuesday and then on the road for Friday and Saturday, we're going to try and get those games on stream live on Facebook Live on our USU Eastern Athletics webpage. But, I mean, we're still in the works on a lot of that stuff. Just kind of depends on how COVID lets us do things. But with baseball and softball, they're excited. They had their season cut short yesterday. We have most of the whole teams back from last year, and we're excited, plus a few new additions that, in talking with the coaches, could make the difference. So I'm excited to see how it goes. Soccer's been pushed back to start April 2nd, men's and women's soccer, and they'll run clear till the first part of June. So, I mean, it's going to be a long, busy spring, but I'm so excited. It kind of gives us something to work for finally.
Yeah, and Coach, when you mention all the sports starting back up, I know baseball, softball, it's a little bit different because the games are being played outside, but has there been any talk of restrictions on the amount of people that'll be left or let into the BDAC to watch basketball or volleyball?
Yes, we are restricting. We have to social distance right now. We're going to be, I would guess, between 100 and 200 fans in our stands, just kind of depends. We're setting up a system right now where you'll have to go online and purchase your ticket through registration. We're currently getting that set up. And then you'll be able to sit there. You'll have to wear masks at all times. I mean, it's kind of the same way things have been going. We're just allowing a few fans to come and watch the game, and hopefully we can eventually get everybody back in there.
Yeah, definitely. And as you talk about all these sports, I know one of the big complications that you and I had talked about months ago, how do you maintain all these sports at once as far as transportation? Is that something that you guys have been able to figure out with ease?
We have, and we were lucky enough to where there were times where we're taking vans, a few extra vans here and there, but we were able to schedule everything this spring where we weren't on the road all five teams at one time. So it worked out really good that way. We were able to schedule just enough of everything when you run into those region tournaments, because right now we play our volleyball and basketball region tournament in Richfield this year, and it's all on the same week. So those vehicles are gone for that whole week. So that kind of threw a wrinkle in things, but it was able to work itself out, and we were able to figure it out somehow.
Again, Coach Scott Mattson, Athletic Director at USU Eastern, our guest right now. Coach, I'm glad you brought up the region championship tournament for both volleyball and basketball taking place at the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield. That's a neutral site, a little bit different than what we've seen in years past, where it rotates from gym to gym with the schools within the conference. What was the idea behind the neutral site this year for the conference?
You know, I think we were just kind of limiting the spread a little bit, trying to make it as central in a bubble type scenario as we possibly could as athletic directors. The presidents were involved and really wanted that single site, and it happened in baseball and softball. Right now they're both scheduled for Las Vegas to have their region tournament. Both sports are. It was a little bit easier with basketball and volleyball, where volleyball is going to be ran on Tuesday, Wednesday, and basketball is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Softball and baseball with Vegas right now, that's kind of up in the air because they don't allow fans. I'm not even sure if they'll be allowed to play right now. It's just one of those things that there's just so many unknowns. But that was a big step for us. I mean, to have a region tournament this close and to be able to have both teams, all three teams there at that one location, it's a big deal for us. We can keep everybody centralized and kind of contain what we're able to.
Yeah, and for those who have never been to the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield, it's a beautiful facility. It's perfect for, well, the high school basketball tournament has been there on a regular basis. I mean, it's perfect for these types of events.
It is, and everyone was, I mean, there was no questions when we said where we were trying to have the region tournament.
Coach, if we continue to talk about what's happening at USU Eastern, again, right now the kids, they're back at campus. I know I talked to Coach Evans a couple of weeks ago. He said it was well-deserved for these student-athletes to be able to leave campus and collect their thoughts and get a lengthy break before they come back, because it is going to be such a condensed grind once things get off and rolling. As far as COVID restrictions at the school, practices, the BDAC facilities, what are we looking at right now as far as anything that could not only affect the student-athletes but the public as well with the BDAC?
So right now, we'll start with the student-athletes. We tested every one of them when they got back before we started allowing them to play or do anything that way. So we're good moving forward that way. With the public, our weight rooms are still open. Unfortunately, the locker rooms aren't yet. I'm hoping to get those open in the next little bit, but it's just waiting for somebody to say yes in that scenario. But we are open from 4:30 a.m. till 7 p.m. And then on the 19th, when they start school back up, we'll go back to our 4:30 till 9 o'clock p.m. times.
Okay, so that's as of right now, the BDAC, it is open to the public, but it will open up a little bit more, I guess, longer range than once school starts back up.
Yeah, a couple more hours on the night side of it, and that's on the 19th when they bring the students back to campus.
Coach, for someone who's been around for as long as you have within the game itself and now from the athletic director's standpoint, when you take a look at the way all of this has come together, how would you explain it to someone that doesn't really know the ins and outs of it? Because it just seems like an exhausting workload.
It is. You know, just everything that's had to change. We've had to rewrite basically every protocol that we've had on that in the athletic department. Just the way we go to games, the way we can eat after games, before games. We have restrictions for our athletes, where basically we're keeping them in a bubble the whole time. Parents, I mean, that's the hard thing, is these young athletes that come, and you want to have their parents come and watch them and be able to hang out with them. We have to keep them separated because of the restrictions. You know, I mean, we're trying to make this season go as perfect as we can, and obviously there's going to be some hiccups here and there, but in order for us to keep playing, we have to keep that separation, at least for now, and move everything forward. And most parents understand, and most fans understand that, you know what, the fact that these kids are actually being able to play this year is just amazing. It's a miracle, is what the way I kind of look at it, because throughout the whole fall, all we hear is it doesn't look good, it doesn't look good for the spring, and then the NJCAA comes out and gives us this year back, which means none of these athletes that are playing this year have a year of eligibility charged to them, and so we kind of had to restructure things that way. Even the eligibility side of things, there's been changes as far as last spring when it first hit, how much of an effect that had on these student-athletes on the academic side that, I mean, they were given leniency on about everything you can imagine, because we ended up going everything online. And I think our kids are finally kind of getting in sync with that, as far as our student-athletes are getting in sync with school-wise and how everything works and the changes. And it's just one of those things that you have to basically rewrite everything and teach everybody to do it. And there's going to be people that are upset, but, you know, as long as they're playing, that's been the biggest word on that we're hearing back, is I'll do whatever I need to so I can play this game. And that's something that I'm willing to put in the extra hours for, and I know my staff, who's amazing, they've saved us throughout this whole pandemic and rewriting everything. And I mean, we'd send something up and get it back and have to redo everything. And even at the BDAC level, the community that is dealing with us closing and having to open back up for a day here or there and then being closed for 2 weeks, I mean, they've just been wonderful and working with us and kind of just moving forward. And we're hoping that now that we're up and moving and kind of have everything situated, we won't have to close again.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of work has gone into it. I know it's an exciting time. A lot of people are also looking forward to some sort of normalcy, and that comes with USU Eastern Athletics for sure. Athletic Director Scott Mattson joining us over the phone. Coach, always a pleasure. I appreciate the time again today. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach Scott Mattson, Athletic Director at USU Eastern, talking about everything that's happening as far as JUCO athletics in the local area. We're going to break one more time. We'll come back. How about some NBA basketball talk? I'm really enjoying the NBA season out of the gates, because there hasn't been great basketball, but it's been compelling. We'll talk NBA right after this. Drive Time Sports.